we wait on him to get back and walk from the
phone. Are you back?
I couldn't see him. Okay, today is August the 12th. I'm going to call the meeting to order. I'll have everybody introduce themselves. So the EQ board, I'm Glenda Mudgett.
Melinda Reynolds.
Jeff Stevens.
Margaret Darter, County Clerk.
Chrissy Lewis, Assessor.
Jan Baker.
Louie, I'm here.
Ben Wally.
Grace Martin, pass.
Carol Wade.
None, Philip Murphy.
Okay. And right now, if we're all involved, I'm going to have Margaret swear in everybody.
And you, if you'll raise your hand and say to me, I swear to tell the truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God.
I do. I solemnly swear to tell the truth, tell the truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God.
We do.
Okay. Also, I'm to state that none of the board members who are participating in the hearing have not communicated with anyone about the properties that we're fixing to look at under appeal and have signed affidavits to the effect. And I know everybody signed their affidavit. Okay, the parcel number that we're looking at is 584-00028. No, that's what I have on here.
Do you have Carol Wade?
That must be a different.
Come on, what's your packet?
That's not a different one.
That's it right there.
Yeah, I see it. Excuse me. No, that's in my email.
Oh.
Thank you. Okay, so let's go back. Let's try this again. Parcel number 710-0887-00C. The assessor will go, and then after that, the owner, Ms. Wade, can go, and then after that, we'll give everybody 2 minutes for their rebut.
Madam Chairman, I need to make a correction on that parcel number. We left out an 8, so you might want to reread that again.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, let's read the parcel number again. 710-0887-000C. Okay. Go ahead.
And Dale, I printed all this stuff with the map. She had submitted some of the rest of this packet is evidence that she sent to us with notes in there about different properties. So I made sure to print a map for each one of y'all that showed the parcels that reflected that, so that as we talk about those, y'all will be able to see where they're located in reference to what where her property is. Okay.
I made packets for four. I thought there was only going to be four others.
Okay. Everything you sent, I printed it. Yours too. Yeah. This is your stuff you sent.
Right. I just made tabs.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Your turn, Ben.
The parcel in question, as you can see on the maps, is commercial. It has a commercial building sitting on it. Some of the parcels that she's put in here are actually residential parcels on the road up behind it. And they really don't have frontage on the interstate. And they did, it wouldn't matter because we have to do value in use. The last sale I could find in there on that street was on the Popeyes. And it was for $9.51 a foot. I think they had to tear a building down. I think there was some kind of old structure in there when they bought it, and they tore that down. The $10 a foot that we have running down that street has been there since 2005. I've never had a reason to change it. We've had very few complaints down in that area. I think the shopping center further down towards they came in, I think they called last year or the year before, because they're losing a lot of tenants down there and backing the rents off and everything else. But other than that,
notice also in the very front showing that the tax difference for this reappraisal cycle was $3.54. So they didn't raise the value significantly or anything like that from the prior reappraisal before. It basically is the same.
Oh, okay.
If y'all want, I could go through each one of these that she sent. Because I went back in and looked at them all, and I put whether it's commercial or residential.
Just briefly.
Okay. The parcel 710-0888700, you'll see that's hers, of course, that's commercial. We've got one 710-08909. 000C. That is residential land. It borders.
Yeah, it's on here. It's right next to her. But it's vacant with nothing on it.
The one in the back?
No, the next door, that 8909-000C.
Where are you looking?
Oh, I see it right here.
Yeah.
So that is on residential there?
That's crazy.
Yeah, right there. We don't get zoning in my office. So for one, I can't tell you how it's zoned without calling the city because we don't get zoning, and that's crazy, but we don't.
Maybe I was looking at the one behind it.
So I can't tell
that's
you.
That's what I'm thinking.
I think that is commercial.
I looked at the one behind it this morning on the way to work, and it's all grown up with trees everywhere.
It has C marks, so why would it be commercial?
Yeah.
There's a property card in here, 8909-000C. I can't tell what it is. Let me see.
Oliver, trustee.
Yeah. 0.32 of an acre that's vacant.
It's done commercial.
Then we've got 710-8890.
I don't.
It's.
You want this map?
I needed a
no, she
pen.
Needed a
oh.
pen.
I brought very little. I'm sorry.
It's adjacent.
Which one are you talking about?
8890? Yeah,
no.
That is commercial.
No.
That's the specialty for you building.
What's here today?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's more down.
And then
here's where you come out of Lowe's.
8909002.
Oh, okay.
There's a little triangle behind her.
Yeah.
That, I believe, is residential.
The building sits right here, and there's like it's got a food truck right
here.
Okay. Have we pulled that property card?
Yeah.
There's a property card for each one of these in there.
Just got to find it.
They're in the order that she sent them to me, and I printed them out, and I printed the card to go with them, a piece of paper she sent. Each one.
The next one, the 8891, sits behind the triangular piece.
Mm-hmm.
It's a vacant lot, valued residential.
Yeah, that 8909002 and that 8891, that's Leslie Benefield and
Leonard Properties.
Leonard Properties, LLC.
Jeans
Salter.
Salter sold it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he bought that in several other places. He bought the 8891.
Right.
In the 89092, and he paid $495,000 for it,
$7.20. Wow. Whoa.
That turns out to be $7.28 a foot.
Because he knows that he's going to take it commercial most likely, but.
Yes.
Right.
But he also, a lot of that land is up on the back part on the.
Yeah.
So, I'm surprised he didn't have all the way down the triangle piece all the way to the street.
Yeah.
Thought that was kind of odd.
Yeah.
Well, there's probably something holding together, but.
Well, like I said, a lot of that, you know, total price per square foot is $7.28, and a lot of that's probably zoned residential up there.
Yeah, and she's got it marked on here, shape.
Yeah.
Then I got a parcel number of 0888880 behind church.
Yeah.
It's residential, has a small house on it.
Mm-hmm.
commercial.
Yes, it is.
It's that building that the tax, they prepare taxes and stuff like that, or it used to be in there.
Right.
Where are y'all looking? 4-0?
You can
on the back?
Yeah, it's in that curve down there.
Just take all the residential out, because it's kind of have to be like for like property. So if we can get them ironed out and take them out.
Right.
Anyway, that's about all I've got.
Okay, so these aren't any good.
So really, I think the 8845, if it's one of these that she submitted, it is that little car lot that has the cars in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
Two lots west of her.
Yeah. And then the 890900OC, I think the vacant lot with nothing on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's commercial.
So the whole frontage on that street is all commercial.
Yeah.
Yeah, the frontage. And then the back part's all residential, yeah.
Okay, so we can't use that.
Well, no, I'm fixing those signatures that came on when we changed parcel number back in 85.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of got away from them because it wasn't used consistently.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. So after a while, we stopped all of that.
Okay.
And we stopped putting the seal on.
I'm looking at this, her notes on here, it says more land, more building, less taxes. Pipe building?
I marked through the less taxes.
Okay. Yeah, we didn't have that marked on our copy.
You do on the one I made.
Okay. It's not marked as a commercial property. I don't see that on the tax card.
Which
parcel is that?
Either that or I'm getting totally messed up here. Never mind. I'm looking at a different one. I'm just trying to get all the residential out of here.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to do, sort through here and only have the commercial road frontage left.
Yeah. Sure. Neat if I had a staple.
Yeah, I didn't staple because I didn't want y'all to have to sort through them and have to undo the whole pack or flip through the whole pack and not being able to get to them.
I
right there next to one side.
Just about there. So what you got, six?
Okay, Miss Wade, you can go ahead.
And I guess the first thing I want to say is I was expecting four people, and it's a little bit overwhelming to be here as just a normal person. What is this area of this map that y'all are referring to, residential and commercial? What's it referred to? What is in the whole map? What is that whole area? Is that a plot? Or what is that?
All those plots along the highway.
Right. Okay. What do you call a sec? Is it a section?
It's part of a section.
Okay. Because I know y'all identify it, I guess, a little bit differently than me. Y'all have picked through and pulled out some areas that I have concern about, and I wasn't familiar with the use. You have to tax it as residential. over what adjacent to it might be getting a little rent. So I want to try to be organized, even though I'm very nervous. And I guess y'all are going to cross some things off that I have. But I think it's pretty obvious, the difference in the taxes. I'm not here for the $3.47 increase. I'm here because it's gone up every year since 2006. And the building's been there since 1960-something. And you'll notice the concrete slab over there, it's divided up into two tracks. The track where the building is missing, I simply tried to put a new roof on it. And I was told, I was told I could do it, and then I was told I couldn't do it. So that income there is gone. And that section there is vacant. So it does have a trailer on it, a food trailer on it, that I'm getting $400 a month off of. So I don't know if that makes it commercial or not. The building next to it, it's been there since 1960. I've not made any changes. I came by this land because my daddy died in 73 or 74. I was 15. I'm not a business person like these people around me. And they're paying a lot less rent than me. You can't tell me that the track that's grown up right behind me that's destroyed my fence, that some of these more educated people like Oliver Speaker and, well, y'all see their names, Lindsay, any of them, that he's paying $267 a year in taxes. Meanwhile, up front, out of my $2,000 a month income, takes two months for me to pay my taxes that I've been paying off my Social Security. It takes another couple of months to pay the insurance. And you say, well, why don't you sell it? Well, we got this government called capital gains. And when you've had something since you were 15, it's going to eat your lunch. And all my daddy asked me before I died was keep this property and pass it down. That's all I've tried to do. Now, I guess I've made mistakes. I hadn't tried to be a Salter or Lindsay, and I don't blame them for that. I'm just a normal, everyday 65-year-old still working. And I need some help, because one of them pays $174, the house, the little residential house, that's a rental house. That's John Sellers, that's a rental house. And you can see what they're doing. They're buying up all around me and hoping, I guess, I can't pay my taxes. And you ask me, well, why don't you raise the rent? How do you raise the rent on a building that's been there since 1960? And what do? I've already lost one building. Do I want to bring the city in again? While behind me, they've allowed to let it grow up and not maintain it. I don't even know if I can go in there and put a new fence in. You want me to... I'm not saying y'all, and if I get emotional, I'm not yelling at y'all. This is my heart. So I guess maybe some of what I've said is going to be marked through and weeded out. But I'm trying to hang. When I die, my kids are not going to have to pay the capital gains. But if my taxes keep going up, I am going to get squeezed out by these big guys. So what do I do but come before y'all and plead? Yes, I'd love it for it to go down, but I understand what you're telling me. The laws are not made for the middle class person. I'm middle class. I'm blessed. I'm happy where I'm at. You can't raise the rent on somebody that's paid every month on time for 10 years. You can't do that. I don't know. So that's what I've come here for. I've asked for the increases to stop. So I can't hold on to this and navigate until I either pass away and can leave something for my kids, or figure out a way to not pay 28 or 30% of capital gains on that. My daddy asked me not to be a fool, and I've tried, but I guess I have been. So, I don't know what to go through here. I could tell you about every piece of land, and most of these people in here are part of these trusts together. They're old business people. Like my daddy sold that lot at the chart where Especially For You was. He sold that for $600 to a Methodist church. The only reason he sold it, he's going to put a house there. I grew up there. The only reason he sold it was because it was a church. And at one time, this was a two-lane road. Since y'all got the measurements off my property, I don't mean y'all, since whoever, it's turned into a double wide. And now there's another easement on there. So I have less property, and at some point there'll probably be a sidewalk. I've lost the income of one building. My rent on the other is minimal, while these people behind me are paying $267, $174, and it just don't make sense to me. This whole section, or whatever y'all call this, this zoning, does not make sense to me. I could push my building down and it'd be residential.
No, it'd still be zoned commercial.
You know, I'm just looking for some common ground here. But yeah, my kids may have a little money. And if I have to sell it, I will have a little money. But after they get rid of the taxes and everything else that goes with that, what am I going to have to leave to my kids? It just, looking at this on paper, doesn't look like consistency. And I know in y'all's world, it looks like consistency. In my world, it don't look like it. And that's why I'm here. It's not about the increase. I don't know, I may live to be 80. I just need some help along the way so I can do the right thing with this property for my family. And I guess I'm not going to tell you. I appreciate every one of you taking your time away from your families and coming in here. And I know y'all have to weed the emotion out. But I hope you understand where I'm at. I'm not whining. I'm not begging for sympathy. I don't want anybody to feel sorry for me. I'm just telling you, I'm a middle-class person among all these more educated, wealthy people, and I don't know what to do. I don't want to lose my land. My dad left. I'm not at that point. I'll sell my house and move up there if I need to, and that's an honest statement to keep it, because I'm not going to lose it. But it's a hardship. I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming.
Is that all I need to do?
What business is in the building? That
it's Discount Auto Glass. They've been there, I think, since 2006. I'm not really sure. I've increased the rent on them one time, $50.
They pay how much a month?
They pay $2,050. And I've increased it one time to $50. I know. They pay on time, and I appreciate it. I know. It's just, yeah, I know. I understand what you're saying.
In the zoning, the residential and commercial stuff is the city. They do the zoning stuff. That's why our office doesn't even have it. We have to go find it to find out. But they consider that back road back there residential because that's what's on it, is all residences back there. And so
there's a commercial house back there, excuse me.
Right, it is a house that they're getting rent for, yes. But
and probably more than I'm getting on my little food truck.
Probably.
Yeah. So, but I feel like I'm fair with people. I want people to be fair with me. That's how I was raised. And also, I gave y'all a sample of Superior and Jeep, whatever down there. There's a, it's the very last two pages, and I know that's probably way out there, but that's interstate, and it's got a two-lane road in front of it, just like the road behind me and the interstate. So that back there has interstate frontage in my mind, just like that does. And that's my comparisons. That's all I know.
Yeah, I think the difference is down there where you're talking about security stuff, they chose to build commercial buildings on that highway frontage.
Yeah.
Where this, what they have built or not built, is vacant residential pieces. Where I know you view that rent house as a commercial, but as far as the city has it, they just have it a residential house that someone's getting rent from. They didn't actually zone it commercial.
I was going to say, there's not a commercial business in that house.
No, it's a rent. Yeah, rental houses.
They
don't do
it
as commercial.
I understand. I understand.
Yeah. That's not commercial.
I'm just going to go. Y'all have been kind enough to give you my time or your time, and it is what it is, and I'll survive.
Well, we'll send you a formal letter in 10 days.
All right. Thank you so much. Y'all
thank
have
you.
A good evening.
Thank you.
Is that your pen up there?
No.
Yeah, the one next door does too, I believe.
I believe everything's through there, right there.
Oh, did they? Okay. There's something, looked like something done back in 2006.
Yeah, and hers was adjusted in 2016, it looks like.
I guess there was a building that's gone now or something.
I remember. It was assessed at 82,460.
It says change from storage warehouse to some others.
Yeah.
I make the motion that no change.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Parcel number 7100888, 7-000. C, no change. While we're here, I think we had some unfinished business from the last meeting that we had to take care of.
So we got a lot of scheduling issues we want to find out, talk more about too. White County.
But we need to handle this because we all got to sign.
What I would do is take my tax bill, divide it by 12 months, and a portion of that rent put it somewhere for your taxes, and then have the rest or talk it over with them to about the tax rate and maybe work out something.
A lot of trees.
What was the age factor on that building on her property?
Yeah.
Okay, that's it.
Age factor.
But that building's been there since 1960.
Well,
how old we show it?
Really? Wow.
77% depreciation.
Okay.
System on commercial does not go well.
Yeah.
Margaret, does she still work for Circuit Clerk? Or she retired?
Oh, this
lady. I wasn't sure she was still there or not.
This lady works for the county.
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't sure if she was still here or not.
That's why we had the hearing at 5.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so the scheduling, I guess we can also, because we're still on record, need to discuss.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't know if you had your...
Have you got, yeah, I fixed say, have you got your
I
schedule?
I talked to Gail with White County the other day, and she already had like 13 things scheduled, and that was 2 weeks ago. So I'm not sure what all your stuff looks like there now, so I didn't know.
Well, right now, I've got a September 30th, excuse me, August 30th, and that's the last I've heard. I've got, about four people to call back and tell them to go schedule. Mr. Mayor, y'all remember him?
Who?
We did the Zoom with Mayor.
Oh, yes.
I think in Houston, he think it is.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He has said, if I remember rightly, two motels for White County and eight for this county. And I just got these last night.
Mm. Okay.
So, I mean, that's just the way
yeah, I've gotten a couple emails today from possibly three that have not contacted Margaret yet that I told to contact you, but they probably, they either did or didn't. They're either on the list for you to call back or haven't yet.
And Wayne Tenenbaum called you or called somebody.
I'm not aware of that
okay,
name.
Okay, on schedule, since we're on record here, let's kind of stick to the schedule and then
yeah.
We can.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about who they are.
No, we're not supposed to.
We should talk about what we're doing. About how covered up you are and what you think. What do you, if you had to pick, what would you pick? Based on what all you think your load is going to be.
Well, let me put it this way. I got a call from Sam's today. I truly hope they don't want to push the Fox theory. If y'all remember.
Yeah, I hope not too.
Dark.
Yeah, the dark store theory.
Dark store theory?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We kind of shot that down before.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, my point is, right now we've got three things that are on the calendar officially,
I
have two more things coming up on the calendar. I mean,
I hate to go over when we hadn't been no busier than what we have.
Yeah,
been,
I mean,
honestly,
if we were busy, and we may turn out tomorrow.
Yeah,
if these other people call,
Monday,
we may be
next
there.
Next Tuesday, we may be busy.
Yeah,
what
meant,
about
by,
the week of the 24th? Is there any way that you might be able to do something on that week? And then if it carries over and we need a continuance, continue it to the 30th and 31st?
Well, a lot of the problem is these guys call, they don't answer when you call back. And right now I'm having a hard time with everybody because there's COVID relief money out there.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And it's like pulling teeth. I've been told, no, they didn't get it. I'm going, why not? Yeah, well, they just don't show it. Well, they don't show it, that's fine. Does that mean they didn't get it? Well, I'll have to get back with them. Mm-hmm. You know, a week later, I still haven't heard anything.
They don't want to show it.
You know, I don't know what's going on with it.
They don't want
They'll
to
have
show
to
it.
Show it.
You know, I got a guy in White County begging me to drop a piece of property, $200,000, that he won't come in on three properties. Well, I don't do that. But his excuse is COVID. It's hurting the dealerships, okay? They need a break. I go buy a car during COVID. Do I get a break?
Lord, no.
I mean,
you
they're having money to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's just, it's stuff like that. It's just, and no, they do not want to present me with the COVID money. Cherise, I wish she hadn't left. She found something on the internet where car dealers were given COVID money.
Oh, yeah, they were.
Okay, well, I'm going to...
Didn't you say there was a place to check for the businesses that got the assistance?
Yes.
I mean, I've been talking with a guy in Fort Smith, on a big $40 million shopping center over there, and I asked him for the COVID money, and instead I got sent a little piece of paper saying, well, this guy didn't pay rent this month, but he's going to catch up in 21. Does that tell me if he got any money? No.
Basically, on our thing, we have one more residential, and then the bulk of what is still calling or the bulk of what he's got to call back and deal with and still schedule is large commercial with lots of parcels.
Let me ask the question. If they don't contact you with a formal date and give us something formal by Monday afternoon, it's history, right?
Oh, they have to contact me by
right.
Monday, not even him, but
okay.
I'm going to call back the ones I've been waiting
right.
and tell them I'm doing that tomorrow
right.
and Monday if I can't get a hold of them tomorrow
right.
and tell them to call Margaret and schedule an appointment.
Okay. So if they don't call her by Monday afternoon,
why don't we decide after or Monday? Decide
yeah.
Monday that way, or decide Tuesday.
Yeah,
that way we know what's here, what's coming.
Yeah, because a lot of the commercials.
Because now it doesn't look like anything, but
yeah.
next week it may look totally different.
Yeah.
And
it's not officially scheduled by Monday afternoon. You're right. They won't
have. That's right. We don't have.
Well, they don't have to be scheduled. They just have to notice me by Monday. So I don't have
right.
to have them on the books,
right.
but I have to know about them.
Right.
Well, and the problem is, Monday is the last day they can call, and they came out with this law that by Monday at 4 o'clock, they have to notify the clerk's office. That gives us zero time to go out and look and see if the building's still standing.
Well, she wants
that
to get you for
at
least.
That whole law is just, to me, just it needs to start over. I mean, give us 5 days at least. But somebody smarter than me apparently wrote it and didn't know what they were writing.
No,
she
not
wants
somebody smarter
than
you.
Dumber.
Right.
Not for these commercial businesses.
Not unless you authorize it. We won't.
If they call Monday afternoon or any time yeah. Monday, it will not be. They will not be next week's appointment.
Well, no, they won't be. But I'm just saying, you know, they have to contact Margaret
right.
Monday, or they've lost their opportunity.
Right. But they can be scheduled anytime.
Yeah, I can schedule them after Monday. I mean, I don't have to put it on the books until we all talk.
Well, I hate doing it because, you know, everybody's going out of their way to be here, and
I damn it's just.
Well, I mean,
that's what we do, and that's
yeah.
why we're here, so
yeah.
that's no
yeah.
big deal.
That's no big deal.
Don't worry about us. We're fine. I mean,
I
we signed up for it.
They ought to give us a chance to at least look at it. I mean, it's just. But anyway.
Well, I'm going to put in a gripe, probably for. Against the other side, this is some of these people. It's year after year.
Mm-hmm.
They know when to get the stuff
mm-hmm.
in.
Right.
They know
yeah.
all about it. They need to get their stuff in, get it to whoever else it may be, and whatever company. And if they can't have it by the deadline, I got no sympathy for them.
They shot out of luck. What I say.
The majority of what we're dealing with now are the regulars that we do hear from every year, and they do know the process.
And they know the process.
And they're the same tax reps that represent, whether it's not the same business they bring every year, they're the same tax rep every year. Mm-hmm.
So I guess you're probably going to need to look up the PPE on anybody that makes appointments for commercial.
In the past, TASC has always asked the assessor's office to at least have enough money in your budget to do August and September.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of counties. We don't do that. I mean, they might have 12 calls. Okay? I mean, they can be taken care of easily. White County, Sebastian County, this county, several counties. When you do a reval, you've got to have some extra time because just the way the tax rips are.
Yeah.
And you know how Travis is.
Yeah, well, if it's, say it's time to cut them off.
Well, it's just time that they learn how to
well,
run the system and are.
They know the system and they're setting, they're playing
right.
on
they
our
know.
Generosity.
Yeah.
They're doing it for this reason right here.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he brought his stuff today on a Thursday so that we
yeah.
could at least have a partial list so that we could start on the partials. And I don't know if you've talked to him yet, but he dropped it off so that we would know what the partials are.
Can you send me that list so I can?
Did he drop it off to her or to you?
Me and her.
Okay.
Yeah, he
so
took.
Got, okay.
Yeah, I
so
have it.
Noticed,
I have him on the book.
He's,
okay.
he's noticed.
He's scheduled.
He's
I mean, he
you.
Doesn't have a date yet,
but
he has
noticed.
Made the deadline.
Okay.
Okay,
so he's good.
Yeah, he's good, and he's just not been put on the books
right.
yet, on a calendar yet.
Right.
And part of it is, it's like he needs more time, but we just didn't have anything going on, you know.
But my thought is, if we have to go into September, we'll just have to go into September.
Yeah, let's just wait and see what happens.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yes. When's our, do we have
I think we need to adjourn the meeting.
Okay, yeah. Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
All right.
Okay, we're adjourning.